Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about the flesh, and the last time I was up here, I talked about adultery, fornication. What's that mean? That's the Greek word porneia. This speaks of sex outside of marriage. This is important because sex outside of marriage can destroy you, literally. Porneia is the word prostitution. That's where the word prostitution comes from. Prostitution is just having sex outside of marriage. That's where we get the word pornography. Graphy means writings and reflections. Graphic, it's where the word graphic comes from. Writings and reflections. So when you meditate on writings and reflections of pornography, you are into prostitution. That's why Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart. That's called mental prostitution. That's what Jesus says. That's God's opinion. That's not my opinion. And I like what John brought it to even another level last week. He said he was watching TV and started thinking about something. He says, man, if you're even watching, and this is your pleasure to watch people have sex outside of marriage, or you're watching the soap operas, or you're watching that stuff, and that's something you enjoy, you are into mental prostitution. That's heavy. Folks, listen to me. That is huge. That's why this study on the flesh is going to raise our level of consciousness. It literally will bring change. You know, the Bible says that God is not the father of your flesh. He's the father of your spirit. Hebrews 12:9. He's fathering your spirit, you see? And when you go to him in spirit. And that's what he's got authority over, and that's what he's trying to get you to do. He's trying to get you to live in the spirit, not the flesh. Satan works in the flesh to get you separated from God. Because the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, brings forth death. Death means separation from God. But the spiritual mind brings life and peace. That word life is the word zoe. That's the God kind of life, the life God created you for. You see that? Because listen, God had a plan and purpose before you were even born. Before you even showed up on the planet, you are not just a product of your parents. So you can't blame your problems on your past and your parents. You know what, folks? We got to grow and understand why and why we have been put on this planet. What we were born to do. And folks, that's only going to happen by the Spirit. That's why he says, I knew you before you were even in your mother's womb. He knew us. In Romans 8:28, it says, all things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You see, everything you're going through, all the pain, the suffering, all that is actually working for your good when you understand it. Because listen, this is what God is up to. He's looking for his image in you. And that's the real you. That's the authentic you. That's what he created you for. Now watch this. It goes on to say, Romans 8:29, check me out. To whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That word image means character. He's trying to conform you to the image of Jesus. And that's you. That's the real you. That's why Jesus said, I'm the truth about you. That's what he's talking about. In other words, you get to know me and you're going to know who you are. And folks, listen to me. When you know who you are, now all those voices and all that, they can't pull you away and get you over into insecurity and anxiety and worry and misery because you know his voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and I know them, and neither nothing or anyone shall pluck them out of my hand. That's the real you. Don't you want to be the real you? Because the real you is not what you see in the mirror. The real you is inside, looking out. That's the spirit. See, you are a spiritual being. Genesis, the Bible says, you've been created in the image of God. And John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. We've been created in his image. That's the character, remember? We've been created in his image. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because God is not the father of your flesh. He's the father of your spirit. We're removing barriers and excuses. We're going to find out who we are. Go with me to Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Or some of yours says manifest. Which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, that just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, it says, the works of the flesh are evident. And it goes into all those different manifestations. And then it says, and those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That word practice means to teach. And the kingdom of God is not in heaven. The kingdom of God is here on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are two different places. You got to understand that. The kingdom of heaven is in heaven. The kingdom of God is here now. God wants you in the kingdom here now. He wants you ruling and reigning in your life so you can be an effective witness for this time we're in. The kingdom of God is all about authority. And it says those who practice these things won't inherit. That word practice means teach. In other words, if you are into adultery and fornication, you are teaching the people who you know and are close to you that lifestyle. And that's your character. That's who you are. I got this plaque on my wall. It says, thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habits. Habits become character. See, people hear that word character and they always think that's a good thing. See, you can have the character of a... You hear what I'm saying? And that is teaching. If you're into that lifestyle and there's children around, you're teaching that to your children. That's what you're teaching is acceptable. Then you wonder why all these diseases and all... Am I making sense? This will increase your awareness. You know, and if you're here and you're in that lifestyle, don't feel all beat up. Because there's forgiveness and God has a plan. And that's not the end of the world. But now listen. If you're here and you practice those things, that doesn't mean you're not going to go to heaven. A lot of people read that and they think, well, you're not going to go to heaven. You'll squeak in there, maybe, but you'll be miserable till you get there. Now, Galatians 5, and we're going to look at uncleanness. This word, uncleanness, is the Greek word katharza. See, that's where you get the word catheter. You go to the hospital and they have a catheter. Or you get a catheter, what's that do? It gets the impurities out of your body. So you're not destroyed by the impurities. Because if those impurities have no way to escape, it can kill you. So the idea is, that's what this is talking about, a cleansing. But now when you add an A to it, because that's this word for uncleanness, a catharza, that is the antithesis of the word catheter. So this word unclean is the antithesis of being clean, the opposite. The word kathero means cleansed or pure. But when the A is added, the condition is reversed. And the word unclean, the A is added. In the New Testament, this word refers to lewd or unclean thoughts. So we got to get some management in our own thoughts. Proverbs says, as a man thinks, so is he. Now look at this. thoughts that eventually produce lewd or unclean actions. In the Gospels and Paul's writings and the epistles, it strongly suggests that these actions begin in the mind as unclean thoughts before they manifest in unclean deeds. Now listen, in Mark 1:23, the same word, akatharsa, is used in Mark 1:23. Go with me there quickly. Now there was a man in their synagogue with a what? Unclean spirit, and cried out. He's talking about having a demon. Now listen to me. This man had been engaging into unclean thoughts to such a degree that he invited this demon into his life. And that's what that's talking about. When you engage and you meditate into unclean things, you invite demonic forces into your life. I'm going to give you an extreme example, but I really want you to listen. There was a little woman, and her name was Margie Mayfield. And you can get her testimony and on James Dobson's website, or you can call Focus on the Family, and they will send you this testimony of everything about Margie Mayfield. But anyways, Margie Mayfield was a little mother, little 5'2". She took her kids to school one day and waited for them to open the school up and for them to go in. And while she waited, she read her Bible. And after they went into the school, she went to Kmart in Texas. She's at Kmart. She comes back out of Kmart. And there was a man, his name was Steve Moran, watching and waiting for anyone he could abduct. This man had abducted and raped 14 women and murdered every one of them. Now, they did a history on what he was involved in. Pornography. Constantly thinking about it. Always, he was inundated with it. You see that? And he got a demon. Now listen, he abducted her in the parking lot. He put a gun to her head and said, "Get in the car." You know what she said to him? "We've met up today for a reason." He said, "Shut up and get in the car." Little 5'2" woman. He proceeded to tell her he had just killed somebody in this apartment complex next to the Kmart there. He had just raped and murdered this woman. And now he was fleeing from that, and he was going to do the same to Margie Mayfield. And got her in the car. He said, "I need to get some beer, I need to get some cigarettes, and I want a newspaper. Let's go to the carryout, where the closest one." So she goes to a King Quick, local King Quick, when they used to have those. So she goes in. He says, "I want you to go in for me." She goes in. She buys the cigarette, she buys the beer, she buys a newspaper, and she starts to think, "Oh no, I'm never going to see my family again. I'm never going to see my children again." And fear just started to grip her, and she caught herself. "God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind." She tapped into the spirit. See? The father was there, and he heard her, and now she went to the spirit, right? Father's not over our flesh, he's over our spirit. Now, she gets back into the car. This is a powerful story, I'm telling you. She gets back into the car, and he says, "I need to get to a bus station or something. I need to get out of this state." He goes, "We're getting out of this state." She proceeded to share the gospel with him. She began to speak the word of God to him. He said, "I don't want to hear that stuff. Shut up." She kept speaking it to him. She didn't listen to him. She kept on speaking God's word into his ears. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. They were driving down the freeway. He pulls off the freeway. He gets out of his car. He gets down on his knees, and he puts his hands up, and he cries out for God, and he begins to cry. Margie Mayfield got out of the car on the freeway with her Bible in her purse and gave her Bible to him. He gave her his gun. They exchanged. They got back in the car, and he began to tell her, and he was crying. He was different. You see, he had never run into anybody that really knew Jesus, that really was in touch with the Father over her spirit. But when he did, he met his match. Now listen, he said, "I need to go to the bus station. I need to get out of here." She goes, "Okay, I'll take you to the bus station." They talked about what had happened. They went to the bus station. He said, "Okay, you're free to go, you know. I'm I'm different, you know, it's okay for you to go. She gets in her car, she's leaving, she's thinking while she's driving, I got to turn this man in. She calls the police, and the police get on the phone, and she says, I need to report a man by the name of Steve Moran. They said, lady, we don't have time for jokes right now. Steve Moran is one of the number one wanted men in the world. You better be telling me the truth. She says, I'm telling you the truth. You'll find him at the bus station reading his Bible. Can you imagine that police guy, police officer? The SWAT team showed up, and that's exactly what they found. Steve Moran sitting there reading his Bible. They got him, took him to prison, and they executed him. Before he was executed, he had one request. He wanted to see the woman that led him to the Lord. She came in and visited him, and then they executed him. But he went to heaven. You see, that's the power of the blood of Jesus. See the difference in being under God's authority and connected to his spirit and out of the flesh? See the power in that? I'm going to tell you something, folks. Unclean, we all wrestle with that stuff. All of us. It just can progressively get worse and worse. That's why we got to be aware of what we're doing. Because if not, you will end up doing something. It'll get a hold of you. And you'll end up doing something you didn't want to do. And it will affect your life. The decisions you make today are affecting 10 minutes from now, 10 years from now, 10 months from now. Your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Am I making sense? Now, in Mark 5:2, you can look at that later, but it talks about an unclean spirit, the same word, a katharsia, same word. Look, write it down, read it later. But the idea here, listen, is Satan will lure them away, these two men, into a pornography or some type of a thought life. He began to, see, he works in the flesh. And that's why he's always trying to get your attention. That's why media and everything we see is so powerful over our lives. That's why you got to police your life. You got to watch what you're looking at and what you're listening to. You know, you can't just be gossiping and talking about this one and that one all the time. I'm going to tell you something else. We're going to talk about that too. That right there is just as bad as this pornography. But understand this. We have to watch what we're looking at. We have to begin to be self-aware in what we're participating in. Because nobody's going to tell you. And God is looking at everything. He sees everything. And if you want him and authority in your life, you know what? You start to be aware. You know, you just start to change some things. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, it says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slave whom you obey, whether of sin or leading to death, or obedience leading to righteousness? You see, when you obey God, it leads to righteousness. What's righteousness? In a right relationship with him. Death. Sin leads to death. The wages of sin is death. Death means separation from God. It doesn't mean lay down physical dead. It means separation from God. And that's what the flesh does. It's constantly trying to get you separated from your relationship with God in many areas. But when you're aware of this, you don't have to yield to that and be a slave to it. You can overcome it. And you can be strong in the Spirit and make wise decisions and walk in the Spirit. In Isaiah 64:6, it says this. It says, we all are like an unclean thing. And it says, and our righteousness is like filthy rags. We all fade like a leaf, and like the wind, our iniquities have taken us away from God. Now, iniquities, what is that? Those are patterns in your life that you learned from your parents and your grandparents as far back as 3 and 4 generations. That's what those iniquities are. Those are patterns of the flesh that separate you from God. And we all have them. That's why he says we all, like an unclean, same word, katharsia, unclean thing. Now, and he says, all our righteousness, in other words, that would be our flesh. When we try to do things about God in our flesh, that becomes our righteousness. and that has no power and no authority. That's empty. He says it's like filthy rags. What's he talking about? Filthy rags. He's talking about a woman's menstrual cycle. He says when you try to do things in the flesh, it's like a filthy rag from a woman's menstrual cycle. What happens in that cycle? The impurities are released from their body. He says, that's what your righteousness looks like to me. Now, what else? In a woman's menstrual cycle, she can't give birth. She can't conceive. Conception cannot take place. You know what he's saying? You can't give birth to anything that I have for you when you try to do it in your flesh and you try to do it your way. That's what he's saying. So it's so important that we get connected to him if we're going to give birth to what God has for us in this life. Am I making sense? Now, go with me quickly to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Notice the godly. Godly people are going to be tempted. I don't care how godly you are, temptation is always going to be after you. He says, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Remember, the Bible says there's no temptation such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with that temptation will make the way of escape. What's the temptation? It's always after your flesh. It's always trying to show you something your flesh wants. Remember, we're drawn away by our own desires. Those desires are speaking of the flesh. That's what draws us away. But God says, I'll help you out of that mess if you'll just help ask me. Now look at this. Look what he says, and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of what? Uncleanness. And despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Did you see that? It's that uncleanness is where it begins. Not afraid to speak evil of authority and their dignitary. Are you catching this? You should never speak negative and evil about your boss. You should never speak evil about teachers, policemen. You know what God says? If you can't obey whom you can see, you will never obey who you don't see. And that's why all authority has been established by God. God has put people over you to develop something in you. And when you understand that, you begin to understand. Now, I'm going to submit to this. I may not like him. He may show up with bourbon breath. But I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, as long as it's not to lie or do something that God wouldn't be pleasing to God. All right. Go with me quickly. Matthew 23. Let's look at verse 26. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish. And that always was in reference to your character, the inside of you. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. This is Jesus talking. Hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. He's talking to the religious folks. The scribes knew the Bible inside and out, but they didn't know Jesus. They were religious. Going to church doesn't do anything for you if you don't know Jesus. See, we are the church. This is not the church building. The people are the church. And we got to understand that. And when we understand it, we'll start to work on some things that are unclean. That I'm the church. And the Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That means you as a person. Demonic forces will not win. They won't prevail means stand. They won't even be able to stand when you understand who you are in Christ. You see this? Folks, listen to me. Hypocrite. He says, you hypocrites. You know what the word hypocrite means? It means false face. It means stage play actor. You see, you can't fake this thing. And you know what? Hypocrites, they always want to judge you and criticize you. You ever get around people that, man, you just feel it. You know, you just, man, you can't wait to get out of there. They're looking at you like, you know, what you wearing today? Or, you know, some Christian. And they're judging you, and you just feel it. You see, that's why I hate it. That's why we're not going to have it here. We're going to have mercy and grace. See, that can only flow through somebody who knows Him. You see, somebody who's under that the Father of the Spirit. But religion is ugly. It's full of dead men's bones. That means dead. There's no life in it. None. Now, this word lewdness is the next word. It is the Greek word aselgeia. Aselgeia. This describes excess. Now catch this. This isn't my idea. This isn't what I'm trying to tell you. This is what God says. Now watch. This is an excessive consumption of food. Now, and it also adds this, or wild, undisciplined living that is marked by unbridled sex, no restraints in their sexual behavior, or their eating habits. This word Aselgeia is listed as the principal sin of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This word Aselgeia also refers to excessive consumption of food. This means that in God's mind, it is just as perverted to overindulge in food as it is to engage in sinful sexual activity. Folks, listen to me. When we really get this, you know what? Diets aren't going to be a big issue anymore because we're going to have control. When you get this, you start to think, I'm not going to just eat that. I'm not going to just go there. Because look what he sees. He sees perversion when I'm gluttoning down on a whole box of Rocky Road ice cream. I don't do that no more. Or multigrain chips. I don't eat a bag of those every night anymore. Now, what's your stuff? Come on, tell me some of your stuff. But now listen. See, this brings true change to your life. That's why you and I, have to raise our level of policing ourselves, of managing who we are. Self-awareness. Because if we don't, everything around us, it just gets us into this lewdness, this unrestrained areas. This is why we have to police ourselves. Because God is watching when nobody's there. You got to watch what you watch on TV when nobody else is in the house. You got to watch how you eat when nobody else is around. Man, I remember times I've sat down and just whoa, 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 whoa. Just ate it all. Huh? I'm trying to tell you. You understand, you know what it does? Why do you always feel bad after you do that? Because you know what? It's against what God created you for. And you know what? Listen. If you're involved in this or this, you know what? There's forgiveness. There's mercy. There's grace. And the power to get over it. That's the good news of the gospel. That's why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because He's anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to those who are bound in prison to set them free. He's talking about spiritual addictions, physical addictions, food addictions, all that. That's what He was anointed for. And when you know Him, He can break those things off your life and you can be free to be me.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 7 p.m., Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 11:15 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.